a can is made out of?
Mm-hmm. It's tin.
Okay. And a dime is worth?
10 cents.
Okay. Outside, you put on a... over your clothes to keep warm.
A coat.
Okay. And what are the parts of a three-piece suit?
A vest, a coat or a jacket, and pants.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other names for pants?
Slacks.
Okay. How about any other words for vest?
I don't think so.
Okay. And I might say that this shirt has buttons
on it.
Okay. And let's say if you went outside and it was cold and you didn't have a coat and somebody might be worried about you and they'd get it and they'd come and they'd say, here,
I've brought your coat.
Okay, and you might say, yesterday he
brought the coat.
Okay, and if you wanted someone to do that, you'd say, would you please
bring the coat?
Okay, and you might try something on and you say, this won't fit this year, but last year it
fit.
Okay. And somebody had this three-piece thing and he was worn out. He might go to the store and get a
new one.
A new
suit?
Okay. And if you cram a lot of things in your pockets, you might say that they stick out, so you might say
they bulge.
And if something, you wash it and it gets small,
it shrinks.
Okay, and you say, God, I hope this doesn't
shrink.
Okay, and you say, God, I washed it and it
shrunk.
Uh-huh, and you might say, everything I've washed lately has
shrunk.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Everything I washed lately has shrunk.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When a woman or a girl goes to a party, they get ready. They spend a lot of time.
They primp?
Oh, yeah. Okay. And does that, does that refer to makeup and clothes and everything?
Yeah.
And
hair.
What about, and hair. What about men?
Men primp.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you usually put your stuff in and carry?
A purse.
Okay. How about a little thing for coins?
Change purse.
Okay. Any other names people call a purse?
I call mine a coin purse.
Or how about the big one?
A wallet.
And that you might call, other than a purse,
a pocketbook, or this would probably be called a bag.
Uh-huh. Because it's
cloth.
Uh-huh. Okay. And around your wrist?
A bracelet.
Okay. And if you had a lot of little round things.
Pearls.
Or
beads.
Okay. And you would call them a what of beads?
String of beads.
Okay. And men used to wear these things to hold up their pants.
Suspenders.
Do you ever hear any names for that? Old names?
No.
Okay. Some people call them galluses.
I've heard that.
Or braces.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I've heard of braces too, but I don't know what it meant. Okay, and over your head when it rains, you hold
an umbrella.
Okay. Is that the only thing you call that?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think of as a parasol?
That's for the sun, not for the rain.
Okay. And when you make the bed, the last thing that you put on
is the bedspread.
Okay. And you put your head on
the pillow.
Okay. Do you know about anything maybe twice as big as a pillow?
A bolster.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How, that doesn't just go part way across the bed.
It goes all the way. And everyone I've ever seen has been round.
Oh, yeah.
Round, you know, perfectly round this way. And been as long as the bed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something that's stuffed and a lot of stitching on the outside.
It's a quilt?
Uh-huh. Okay, and do you ever hear of, like, kids, maybe, if there are too many people in the house, company, and they make up sort of a temporary bed on the floor?
A cot?
Okay, how about if they just put a lot of blankets on the floor?